33. Battlefield Singularity. It can be daunting to stand at the dawn of a new cognitive age of human-machine teeming in warfare and imagine the future, and we should be humble in our ability to do so. The deep learning revolution is only a decade old, and the capabilities of AI systems and how they are used decades from now may bear little resemblance to today. In 1913, a decade after the first flight at Kitty Hawk, airplanes were just beginning to be integrated into military forces, predominantly in reconnaissance roles. There was no hint of the fleets of bombers that would devastate entire cities in World War II, or the supersonic jets or intercontinental nuclear bombers that would be invented during the Cold War. We are at a similar position with AI, attempting to peer into an unknown and highly uncertain future. AI's ability to imbue military forces with greater situational awareness, precision, coordination, and speed is likely to result in a battlefield that is faster-paced, more transparent, and more lethal. The ability of AI systems to process large amounts of information and take in the totality of action is likely to make it increasingly difficult for military forces to hide, placing a premium on camouflage, deception, and decoys. New tactics will be needed as a result. In World War I, militaries struggled to adapt their tactics to the new reality the Industrial Revolution had unleashed on the battlefield. The machine gun rendered 19th-century tactics ineffective by increasing lethality through both a higher rate of fire and greater effective range. During the Napoleonic era, infantry troops advancing over open terrain against fixed defenses could face an average of 2 shots fired at each soldier during the course of their advance. The firepower was also not very accurate. By 1916, defenders armed with machine guns and rifles could pour an average of 200 shots per soldier at attackers moving over open terrain. With this 100-fold increase in firepower, defending fire didn't need to be particularly accurate to be lethal. In the bloody trenches of World War I, military leaders stuck to their outdated tactics, throwing bodies against fixed positions in a vain attempt to break the deadlock of trench warfare. In the first day of the Battle of the Somme, Great Britain lost 19,000 men attempting to break through the German lines. A generation of European men were killed or wounded in the trenches of World War I. By early 1918, military tactics had finally adapted to the brutal realities of industrialized warfare after 3.5 long years of fighting. Future military tactics will also need to adapt to a changed battlefield in which the enemy has greater visibility and the capacity to quickly and precisely strike exposed forces. The gunslinger advantage of AI in superhuman reaction times is likely to lead militaries to embrace automation for circumstances in which even a split-second advantage in shooting first substantially increases survivability. AI-enabled command and control is also likely to lead to greater coordination among distributed units across the battlefield, allowing greater dispersal of forces and more effective long-range coordinated campaigning. AI enables a radical shift in military doctrine towards swarming, a method of fighting in which many disparate elements maneuver independently but cooperatively as part of a cohesive whole. Swarming differs from traditional maneuver warfare, in which military units move as part of formations. For example, in contemporary ground combat, a line of soldiers might pin down enemy forces while another element maneuvers to achieve a flanking position on the enemy. Militaries generally try to limit the number of independently maneuvering units working in close proximity in order to minimize the potential for fratricide. Similarly, soldiers moving as a unit may spread out to avoid being targeted, but they still move as one, stopping and starting together and maintaining the same speed and spacing. Swarming is different. It involves individual elements maneuvering independently, but to achieve a common goal, more like a sports team, with individuals moving in an organic, fluid way reacting to each other's movements. Few sports have more than a dozen players on the field at a time, though. Australian football is an outlier, with 18 players on the field per team. Military squads have varied over time and by country, but generally number around 7 to 14 individuals. The similarity in these numbers is not a coincidence. They are set by the limits of human cognition. 100 sports players working together on the field would be chaos. Coordinating their actions would require the more regimented structures that militaries use to manage large numbers of troops, breaking them down into units and subunits with leaders for each. These cognitive limits do not apply to AI systems, which could coordinate hundreds or thousands of independently maneuvering elements toward a coherent whole. Swarming tactics have occurred throughout military history, although their use has often been limited, in part because of the challenge of maintaining cohesion among large numbers of independently maneuvering forces. If successfully executed, swarming has many advantages. It allows military forces to disperse when attacked, avoiding presenting the enemy with a single formation to target. Swarming forces can then reconverge when it is advantageous to attack enemy forces. Swarms present an enemy with a large number of independently moving targets to track, as well as the threat of simultaneous attack from multiple directions. True swarms are more than just a deluge of attackers. Swarming entails individual elements coordinating and altering their behavior in response to one another. While groups of small aerial drones have seen increasing use in combat, including in mass drone attacks, most do not exhibit true cooperative swarming behavior in which individual drones are responding to each other's actions. In June 2021, Israel allegedly used the first true drone swarm in an attack in Gaza. Non-military robot swarms have been demonstrated in research labs, and multi-agent AI cooperation has been demonstrated in games. It is only a matter of time before drone swarms become a regular tactical tool in combat. At first, swarming will be merely a tactic narrowly used in certain situations, but AI opens the possibility that swarming, over time, could completely restructure how militaries fight at the operational level of war. Rather than military formations maneuvering to gain a positional advantage, swarming could become the dominant mode of military operations, with thousands of disparate units spreading across a battlefield, then converging to attack. Such an approach would be very challenging for humans to counteract, as it could overload the cognitive abilities of human defenders. If large-scale AI-driven swarming proved successful as an operational approach to organizing and employing military forces, other militaries could be forced to follow suit to survive. Such a development is likely decades away, if at all. There is a major leap between small tactical drone swarms, a near-term prospect, and the widespread use of AI-driven swarming across the entire battlefield. But AI could enable such a future. If AI swarms become a dominant form of warfare, they could lead to a change in how military forces are organized. Today, militaries are organized in a hierarchical fashion into squads, platoons, companies, battalions, brigades, divisions, and corps. Each level consolidates usually 3 to 5 elements into a larger unit. There are roughly 3 to 4 squads in a platoon, 3 to 5 platoons in a company, 3 to 5 companies in a battalion, and so on. Militaries use the term span of control to refer to the number of subordinate units a commander directs, and the limits of span of control come from human cognition. A commander cannot reasonably directly manage 100 subordinates at a time. These hierarchical structures would not be needed for AI command and control, and in fact, may be a hindrance to optimal operations. Humans commanding an AI swarm would have a very different relationship with battlefield action than humans have today. Humans would establish the swarm's goals, supervise its operation, and even conceivably intervene to make changes, but they would effectively hand over execution of swarm behavior to one, or many, AI systems. Humans would have ceded the micro of combat action to AI and over time, the amount of combat authority delegated to AI systems could grow. As machines become more advanced, the Centaur model of human-machine teaming may no longer work. Garry Kasparov, who created human-machine teaming chess after his loss to Deep Blue, has suggested that as machines become more intelligent, the human-machine relationship will switch to a shepherd model in which the machines become the experts and humans oversee them. Shepherding advanced AI systems may not be so simple. The increased scale and speed of operations enabled by AI could begin to push warfare out of human control. Such a shift would not happen overnight. It would likely take decades to unfold and happen incrementally, but little by little, militaries could find themselves ceding more and more decision-making to machines. Just like warfare today is fought by humans but mediated through physical machines, tanks, airplanes, ships, and machine guns, warfare in the future could be fought between humans but mediated by AI systems that plan and execute combat. Some Chinese military scholars have speculated about the potential for a future singularity in warfare, in which the pace of AI-driven action on the battlefield exceeds human cognition. In the article, Artificial Intelligence Disruptively Changing the Rules of the Game, Chen Hongwei of the PLA's Army Command College described such a potential development. In the future battlefield, with the continuous advancement of artificial intelligence and human-machine integration technology, the pace of combat will become faster and faster until it arrives at a singularity. The human brain will no longer be able to handle the ever-changing battlefield situation and must give up most of the decision-making power to highly intelligent machines. American defense contractors have hypothesized about a similar development, which retired General John Allen and tech entrepreneur and author Amir Hussein have termed hyperwar. The evolution of warfare into a regime that is beyond human control would be a profound and troubling development. Humans would lose the ability to effectively control battlefield actions, not just at the tactical, micro level of how individual units maneuver, but at the strategic level of how the war unfolds. Even if humans choose whether to start a conflict, they may lose the ability to control escalation or terminate a war at the time of their choosing. Accidents or unexpected AI decisions could lead to widespread devastation before humans could intervene. Such a development is unlikely in the near or even mid-term, but if a battlefield singularity is the long-term outcome of the integration of AI into military forces, humanity risks a dangerous future in which wars could spiral out of human control. In the most extreme circumstances, future developments in military AI could change the nature of war itself. Military scholars distinguish between the character of warfare, the way in which militaries fight, and the nature of war, the essential elements of war, as an activity. Western military scholars frequently speak of the ever-changing character of warfare and the immutable and unchanging nature of war. The distinction is that the character of warfare, the weapons, methods, and tactics by which people fight, is constantly evolving. Yet the essence of war as an activity remains the same. War is a violent struggle among competing groups of people for political power. The idea that the nature of war is immutable and unchanging over time is often held as an article of faith in Western military circles. Claims that new technologies might fundamentally alter the nature of war eventually prove unfounded. Air power, for example, dramatically changed the character of warfare, but not its nature. It was, therefore, of some interest when retired General and then Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis remarked offhandedly to reporters that he thought AI might change the nature of war. In a conversation about AI, Mattis said, "I'm certainly questioning my original premise that the fundamental nature of war will not change. You've got to question that now. I just don't have the answers yet." The idea that AI, or anything for that matter, might change the nature of war is a bold proposition that challenges existing dogma. Yet there are a number of ways in which AI could, in theory, change the nature of war. War, at least how it has been fought up until now, is a human endeavor. War is shaped by human cognition, psychology, and emotion. The introduction of AI in small ways is unlikely to change this. Prior technological innovations, such as machine guns, aircraft, and submarines, changed warfare, but not the nature of war. Yet it is possible that the use of AI could reach a tipping point beyond which war becomes something else, something that is so dominated by inhuman characteristics that it is no longer war as we know it. An increased speed or scale of conflict or the use of AI-based tactics, even large-scale swarms, would not likely change the nature of war. For the foreseeable future, humans will remain part of war because of the limitations of AI systems. But it is possible to conceive of some distant future in which more advanced forms of AI are employed that remove humans entirely from the business of fighting wars. Such advanced AI systems could not be built with the technology today, which is too limited and narrow. But a future in which AI systems entirely took over warfighting responsibilities and the only human role was to authorize an AI to initiate conflict might fundamentally change the nature of war. Humans might still be the victims of war, suffering AI-directed attacks, but they would no longer be agents of war engaged in the fighting. If humans no longer played a role in warfighting, and combat was entirely stripped of any human psychology or emotion, war would look radically different. Many of the elements of the nature of war today would be absent. The activity would be a kind of war, but it would be different from previous human-fought wars. Its nature would have changed. War is prosecuted for a political purpose, and AI-driven war that was conducted without human intent or purpose could be another way in which the nature of war could change. One way in which this could occur is if AI systems became so advanced that it was impossible for humans to maintain effective control over them. AI systems that expanded wars, escalated conflicts, or initiated wars without human intent could, in some cases, conceivably change the nature of war. On a small scale, accidental escalation in a conflict would not change the nature of war. War always entails risk of circumstances spiraling out of leaders' control simply because of the chaos of war and the difficulty of controlling one's own military forces, as well as the challenges in gauging a competitor's response. The logic of brinkmanship, in which leaders deliberately engage in risk-taking for advantage, is predicated precisely on this risk. Yet in the most extreme cases, if AI-initiated actions caused entire wars to be fought without human intent or any political purpose behind them, then how would we characterize those wars? Would they be industrial accidents? The violence that ensued would be like war, but fundamentally different if it lacked human intent or purpose. Another way in which war could be devoid of political purpose is if it became so destructive that there was no rational political purpose in waging it, since everyone would be dead. A hypothetical doomsday device that destroyed all of humanity would be such a weapon. It might be rational to brandish such a weapon, threatening an opponent with mutual suicide to coerce an outcome, but there would be no rational reason to employ it, since the outcome, annihilation, would render any political goal moot. Nuclear weapons flirt with such a level of destructiveness, not in small-scale use, which may be horrible but still rational, but in the prospect of a massive exchange among nuclear superpowers that shatters human civilization. Should some future weapon, AI or otherwise, make extinction-level or near-extinction-level destruction a possibility, the threat to use such a weapon would be very consistent with human coercion and brinkmanship. But its actual use would be a war unlike any other, a war without political purpose. A wholly different outcome from advanced AI is also conceivable, in which AI's superhuman prediction capabilities enable humans to achieve the political goals of war without actually fighting. War to date has been characterized by uncertainty and chance. Leaders who embark on a campaign have imperfect knowledge of the enemy's forces and perhaps even the true state of their own military forces. Terrain, weather, and other elements of friction in war further increase uncertainty and the role of chance in the outcome. Most of all, war is a violent contest of wills, and even if the balance of military power is known, the political will of the parties involved cannot be truly known in advance. Many times in wars, the weaker party has won by virtue of a stronger will. At least 50% of the time, and possibly more, one of the parties to a conflict has misjudged its outcome. If the outcomes of wars were perfectly known in advance, there presumably would be no need for war, as countries could resettle political disputes on new terms without resorting to violence. The element of chance, the possibility of victory despite difficult odds, is what gives war the space to thrive. One of the interesting features of AI agents in contemporary games is that they often include a prediction component that allows them to predict the likelihood of victory. If future, more advanced forms of AI could reliably predict the outcomes of entire wars, and if humans believed them, it could decrease the likelihood of war and perhaps even change how humans engage with war. If humans acted on these predictions, and if the predictions accounted for intangible factors like morale and will, then they could conceivably change the nature of war. Large-scale wars could become less likely, since leaders would be able to predict the outcome in advance, avoiding massive destruction. On the other hand, geopolitics may become even more dependent on costly signals to demonstrate will, giving more weight to brinkmanship and the domino theory that a loss in one war could lead to losses elsewhere. The development of superhuman AI prediction systems that could reliably estimate the outcomes of wars is far beyond the kind of AI capabilities that exist today. AI systems today can estimate the outcome of games only because they have a massive database of past games to draw upon. Unlike games, warfare is constantly changing. Each war is unique, and the history of past wars may not provide reliable information about how this particular war will unfold. If such an AI system were possible, however, and wars were no longer decided by violence, it could conceivably change the nature of war. Finally, the nature of war could change if humans found themselves fighting a conflict against a non-human entity, such as an advanced AI system that had gone awry and slipped beyond human control. One need not envision a science fiction-like scenario of a sentient AI system becoming self-aware and deciding to destroy humanity. Even non-sentient systems could cause great havoc and destruction. The very first internet worm was due to a misjudgment by its inventor, who was not intending to cause harm. It is possible to envision in the future advanced forms of adaptive and intelligent malware that are able to replicate, acquire resources, evade defenses, and cause significant harm without any human intent behind them. Such systems could be released by accident or, even if released intentionally, proliferate or evolve beyond human control. The computer worm Stuxnet appears to have spread far beyond its intended target, despite multiple protocols in place to limit its proliferation. If a future form of malware was adaptive, intelligent, or evolving, attempts to combat it could look like a form of warfare with violence and fights to control resources. Yet it would be a conflict against a non-human entity. A war against such a system could be closer to struggles against biological viruses or other forces of nature, like combating a wildfire, than war as humans have known it. While today's forms of malware and AI have nothing approximating these characteristics, it is possible that far more advanced forms of AI could. Drives to resource acquisition and survival could even be emergent properties of intelligence, an instrumental goal that intelligent systems adopt in order to achieve their final aims, whatever they may be. Intelligent, adaptive systems that acquire resources and fight for survival could even emerge without any human-directed goal at all, the product of selection among an evolutionary environment characterized by variation, selection, and replication. None of these scenarios in which advanced forms of AI change the nature of war is necessarily likely. The caliber of AI systems today is so limited and rudimentary that there is no straight line from even the most capable AI systems today to the kind of super-advanced AI that could change the nature of war. But neither do such scenarios depend on the development of advanced AI as it is popularly conceived of, either artificial general intelligence, AGI, a hypothesized form of AI with intelligence comparable to humans, or superintelligence with capabilities far beyond humans. Even advanced forms of AI that lack human-level abilities in a variety of aspects could still be quite powerful. It is a fallacy to think that the pinnacle of intelligence is a human-like form of cognition, or even that the natural trajectory of AI is toward intelligence that is more human-like. In fact, the history of AI to date suggests that machine intelligence is often very inhuman, an alien form of intelligence. While programs like AlphaGo and AlphaZero have only a very narrow form of intelligence with nothing approximating the generality of human intelligence, they are highly intelligent at the games they play. Whatever we mean when we say that games like chess and Go require intelligence, it is clear that these systems possess intelligence at those games. They do not engage in mere brute force calculation. They exhibit an intuition and even a beauty in the games they play. Yet the form of their intelligence, not just its structure in silicon, but also the nature of how they think, is different from humans. This difference helps us better understand the nature of intelligence. While the field of AI dates back to the 1950s, there is no universal agreement among AI researchers on what intelligence is. One researcher observed, "There seem to be almost as many definitions of intelligence as there were experts asked to define it. AI scientists are like explorers in the wilderness, breaking new ground without a map and without an entirely clear sense of what they are looking for. As AI advances, it may spark a Copernican revolution in how we think about intelligence, with humans only one type of intelligence in a vast, multidimensional space of all possible intelligences. More advanced forms of AI may lead to a Cambrian explosion of intelligence, producing a diverse array of intelligent systems with many different forms of cognition. Intelligence is the most powerful force on the planet. Without claws, fangs, or armor, humans have ascended to the top of the food chain and spread to every corner of the globe due to their intelligence. Even the most cutting-edge AI systems today have nothing remotely close to the general-purpose abilities of human intelligence. But the future of AI is highly uncertain. AI researchers vary widely in their predictions for when, if ever, machines may reach human-level intelligence. Surveys of several hundred AI researchers in 2016 and 2019 found aggregate forecasts of a 50% probability that AI systems could exceed human performance in all tasks by around 2060, but individual estimates varied widely. Any predictions should be taken with a grain of salt. It isn't clear whether researchers can make reliable predictions about a major disruptive shift in any technology that is decades or more in the future. AI development could peter out, the victim of another AI winter in which progress slows, interest wanes, and research dollars dry up. Or AI technology could continue to mature, gifting humans with ever more powerful tools of creation, control, and destruction.